From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And we've been doing this, you know, since 1989. Now, you do the math, and you can see that this program has been on the air for quite a few years. And we thank the Lord for the opportunity that He has been in being so faithful in allowing us to put this radio program on the air since October of 1989. Now, you may be just a first-time listener to this program. And if you are, I just welcome you aboard. And I want to mention to you that we do not have a program that is filled with bells and whistles, as it were, but this program is dedicated to one thing, and that is the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. And we are on this radio station every day at this same time as we have been for quite some time. And we just trust that every day that you'll join us as we study the Word of God together. Now, this week we are looking at the subject, True Faith That Pleases God, taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Now, allow me, if I may, to read that passage of Scripture with you again today to lay the foundation for our study. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, and I will read it without comment, where it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him, for before he was translated, or before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." That's Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. And verse 6 teaches us why we are studying this subject extensively this week. It is simply because of the fact that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, on Monday, we took some time to explain those verses. And then yesterday, I shared with you the biblical description of true faith. And by the way, I would encourage you to get the notes and the outlines of this study, as they are always available free of charge for those of you who request them. And at the end of the program, Jim O'Brien will be back with our contact information. Today, we want to progress a little bit and look at the biblical definition of true faith. The biblical definition of true faith. Now, the word faith in the New Testament comes from a Greek word that means a firm persuasion or a conviction based upon hearing. It's as simple as that. It means a firm persuasion or a conviction based upon hearing. And that's what real biblical faith is. It's a conviction in the fact that everything that God's Word says is true. It's a conviction in the fact that we believe that God will do everything that He says He is going to do. It is simply taking God at His Word. But even as we see that the word faith means a firm persuasion or a conviction based upon hearing, I would also like to submit to you the concept that true faith in God can be defined in three biblical concepts. Number one, a personal relationship with God. Number two, a personal confidence in God. And number three, a personal obedience to God. And again, just allow me to explain it so that you don't get confused. When we are talking about biblical faith, we are talking about a firm persuasion or a conviction based upon hearing the Word of God. But these three elements that I'm sharing with you are derived from that. First of all, true faith involves a personal relationship with God. We see that in Hebrews 11:6. Again, we've looked at this verse several times. We've mentioned it several times yesterday and today and even earlier in the program. Today, I read it with you. But listen to it again. Hebrews 11:6, and get this down. It's so significant. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. That is, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We see three things here as it relates to a personal, and I might say, a right relationship with God, as it relates to true faith. First of all, we see what I call the intellectual faith, and that is found in the phrase, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. True faith that builds a true relationship with God begins by simply believing that God exists. That's where faith begins, that we must believe that God exists. Now, that doesn't save us, because there are a lot of people who are not born again who believe that God exists. In fact, in the book of James, the Word of God says in James chapter 2 that even the devils believe and tremble. That's James chapter 2 and verse 19, where it says, Thou believest that there is a God, thou doest well, but the devils also believe and tremble. In other words, the devil and all of his minions believe that God exists, and yet they tremble because they know the judgment's coming upon them. So this intellectual relationship does not save us. The devil and his minions are not saved, are they? No. But it begins with recognizing that God exists. Then there's the emotional relationship, where it says in Hebrews 11:6 that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. True faith involves the idea that we believe that the Lord does reward those who have a right relationship with him. But then we see the third aspect of that relationship in the last part of Hebrews 11:6, where it says that he is a rewarder of them that, note this, diligently seek him. That is, those who truly have faith in him. So true biblical faith is based upon a personal relationship with God, where we have the intellectual aspect, believing that he exists, the emotional aspect, believing that he is a rewarder, and a willful aspect that believes that when God is sought, he will meet the needs of those who seek him, whether it be for salvation or for daily sustenance and provision. So true faith begins with that personal relationship with God. Secondly, there is the concept of personal confidence in God. In other words, true biblical faith is that which has no doubt that God exists, that he has accomplished everything the Bible says he has accomplished, and that he will do everything the Bible says he will do. In fact, true biblical faith implies that the individual has come to know God, to experience God, and to depend upon God through personal relationship with Jesus Christ. True faith has complete confidence in all that God is, in all that God has done, and in all that God says he will do. But then thirdly, true faith involves a personal obedience to God. That is, taking God at his word. Just simply taking God at his word. I suppose that you could say that phrase itself is a definition of faith. Taking God at his word. Do you do that? Do I do that? If so, then we've exercised biblical faith. If not, then we have not exercised biblical faith. I think of the situation there in Matthew chapter 14 where the disciples were out in the boat and a great storm came up and they saw Jesus Christ walking on the water. You remember that? And in Matthew chapter 14, verse 29, Peter recognized that it was Jesus who was walking in the water. And Jesus said to Peter, "Come." What did Peter do? He listened to Jesus. He got out of the boat and he walked on that water. And of course, that was an act of faith. However, he saw the water and he took his eyes off the Lord and didn't trust the Lord and he sunk. We know that. But he was able to walk on that water. Why? Because he believed what Jesus said. He obeyed what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water until he took his eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what that teaches us? It teaches us that when we have faith, when we have faith in God, we can see God do the impossible. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And think about this. It is Jesus Christ who is the creator and the sustainer of all things. And so faith in Christ and Christ being at work in our lives every day enables us to do all things according to his will. When the Lord gives us direction, it's important for us to follow his direction. Many times he'll show us his will and we say, "I can't do it." Well, through Christ we can, because it's Christ who is working in our life as the sustainer and the creator of all things, and he is able to do that which is exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think through our faith in him. So true faith involves a personal relationship with God, a personal confidence in God, and a personal obedience to God. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we'll look at the biblical distinctives of true faith. I trust that you'll be with us then. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.